This is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. I'm out here in the Home Builders Corner. There's quite a few RVs out here. There's a few standouts, and I'm next to one of them right here. And this RV has a terrific paint job. And let me just introduce you to the person that actually built this. And your name?
Hi, I'm Peter Hunt. I fly out of Clearwater, Florida.
Really? Oh, my neck of the woods. This is a really good-looking plane. It really does stand out amongst the other RVs out here. Now, which RV is this, since there's so many?
This is the RV6, and it was one of the last RV6 provided by Vans. I purchased it in January of 2000, went to Sun and Fun in March of 2000, only to learn that the 6 were being discontinued, and they were only going to offer 7. So I got one of the very, very last RV6s.
Now, you were able to build this using some support from Vans. Are they still able to support those folks that are still building the RV6?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they still support the RV6 with parts and materials and guidance and so forth. They're a very outstanding company for builders. But the 6 was the very, very last of Vans aircraft to come without the pre-punched. As soon as they started delivering the 8s and the 7s, they were all pre-punched. And that makes a big difference in the building process. Mine, you just had to lay out all the rivets, and that's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it takes a little bit longer. You were mentioning before the interview about the fact that it took you a little while to build this aircraft, and we were talking about the difference between flying and building and which one you'd prefer. Which one would it be?
It would be flying. Building process for me was very long. It took 4,000 hours and 5 years to finish my airplane. And for an RV, 4,000 hours is up at the higher end. Many guys do it in 2,000 and 2,005 hours. So I probably put more time in my airplane than most anyone else with an RV. But you'll have to take a walk around, take a look at the instrument panel, and you'll see why.
Let's take a peek.
The one thing that we're going to take a look at the instrument panel here. And as we walk around, wow, that is really nice. It's clean. It looks better than most planes I've been in. And talk about clean. Boy, you must be pretty meticulous about keeping this clean. What do you have in here as far as instruments?
It's a full day-night IFR. I have a Garmin 530 for my GPS and my comm. I've got an HSI. There is an S-Tech system autopilot with it. All of the instruments that are gyros are electrical instruments, so I have no vacuum system. And what I did is I put a generator, an alternator, a second alternator, a backup alternator, on the vacuum pump pad. So if anything goes wrong with the main alternator, I simply switch to the backup alternator, and that's a significant safety feature. Most of the time you have the vacuum system, and of course they do fail, and sometimes you get an alternator failure. Not a case with my airplane.
That is a terrific safety feature. Now let me ask you this. I don't know much about the RVs as far as flying IFR. Are there a lot of other folks that have these IFR equipped?
There are some with IFR equipment in them, yes. Vans, the designer and manufacturer of the airplane, really suggests making it just VFR. They're a little light, a little touchy. They're hard to fly IFR because they do take some attention to flying. What makes it a little easier on my airplane is I have the autopilot on it. So I could put it on autopilot and then attend to the IFR. It's not the ideal platform for flying IFR, but I have it in there primarily just to keep me out of trouble. Should I need it, I have it. And always a lot of fun to fly instrument approaches, in good weather.
Oh, amen to that. Now, well, which S-Tech system is this?
This is the S-Tech System 30. Okay. The difference is that this system only has altitude hold on it. You'd have to go to the S-Tech System 50, I believe, to get a system which will actually climb and then hold. This is a full autopilot. With altitude hold.
Gotcha. But I tell you what, this is a really nice panel. People really need to come out here and take a look at this. Easy to find. It's just you walk right outside the home build gate, you take a left, and the colors are?
Colors are metallic teal and white. If you're not familiar with teal, it's like aqua water, a little bit of green to it. So it's metallic teal and white.
And it's very noticeable. I'll tell you, I was walking with some other RV builders when we were coming in here, and they immediately looked at this one and said, man, that's a sharp design and a sharp looking paint scheme there.
You'll find it over in row 10.
Row 10?
Yeah, row 10.
Okay.
I also have in here traffic awareness. I have the Evidyne System 600. I also have XM Weather in here. So, you know, compared to what you would get on a much more expensive airplane, a commercial airplane, I have all the bells and whistles right here in on an RV. It's really nice that you can do that with the experimental category airplanes.
This, you know, Sun and Fun, speaking of experimental, is really about experimental aircraft and coming out home builds. People that are looking at getting into home building, like I'm looking at home building and I have friends that are looking into it, what would you tell them maybe for their first time? What should they do? Any advice?
I would say just first pick an airplane that you think has the capabilities that would match your interests and your talents. The RVs are all metal. I was reasonably comfortable with the idea of doing sheet metal work as opposed to composites. Second thing I would suggest is take a look at the company that's supporting it in the background. I chose Vans RV because they are one of the very, very best in terms of supporting with support for technical support over the telephone and support with parts and materials and things like that. So something you're comfortable with working with. If it's composites, fine. If it's metal, fine. If it's fabric, fine. Just make that decision and good support. You also, maybe a third thing is you have to look at what you wish to do with the airplane. If you're going to take the airplane on some long distance and your primary purpose is cross-country, then you know, you might not choose a fabric airplane, so to speak.
Right, that makes sense.
That gives you some help, yeah.
Yeah, it sure does. The as far as costs involved, I know there's a lot of folks that say, hey, well, I can buy a used aircraft and then I could buy a home built, you know, similar pricing. How much did this cost to build approximately?
If you were going to buy an RV, just an average RV with maybe 400, 500, 600, 700 hours on it, it would likely run $50,000, $60,000, $65,000. If it's got some extra equipment on it, it would get up to around $85,000 or $90,000. If it's IFR, maybe $90,000 or $95,000. Because of the equipment I have on mine, it costs to build. Just buying it, putting it all together new, $120,000 was the cost to me for this airplane. So it's a little bit more than, it's a little head and shoulders above others. I should also mention that several years ago, this airplane won Reserve Grand Champion here at Sun and Fun. So if you're at the Sun and Fun fly-in, would like to come and talk to Pete Hunt, come on out. I'll be out here with the airplane. Love to meet you.
Gosh, Pete, I really appreciate that. The since you've been here a few times, one thing I'd like to ask you is, Sun and Fun, what does it mean to you? And do you get to see folks that you've met here before?
I get to see many folks that I've met from years and years and years back. Yes, it really is enjoyable to do that. But I think more than anything, Sun and Fun was the place that I went back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, that introduced me to the idea of kit airplanes and building and flying, and it just opened a whole new world to me. And so it was a wonderful opportunity to learn back then, and it's been just a marvelous opportunity to me personally to get a pilot's license, to build an airplane, and to have the fun that I'm having with it.
Yeah, you have an incredible amount of freedom here, especially when you own your own airplane. And then you own an airplane that you actually built,
yes,
not somebody else.
That's,
I think,
right.
That's terrific. Is there anything else you want to tell our folks about this aircraft or about Sun and Fun and the fly-in and the RVs?
I would say just enjoy your day. If you have a chance, spend several days. There's so much to learn here. There's vendors that can answer questions if you have technical issues regarding an airplane you may be restoring. If you just want to get a look around as to what is available in kits or what's available in restorations, Sun and Fun is the best place to do that. Just spend several days if you have the time.
Good. Said it better myself. I tell you, this is the best place. I love this show, and I'll keep coming back hopefully for the next couple of decades. Well, appreciate your talking to us. How can they get in touch with you, either here at the show or in general?
Should I give a cell phone or an airplane number?
Sure,
yeah.
If they can come out and look at your
airplane. Yeah, the airplane is over in the RV section, which is just south and over the fence from where they do the air show announcing. It's in row 10, and the number is November 216 Papa Hotel.
And the Papa Hotel's for?
Pete Hunt.
Pete Hunt. Well, thanks so much, Pete. I really appreciate it. This has just been terrific talking to you, and it's neat to see somebody who's so passionate about flight and about the RVs. Again, this is Carl Valeri with Sun and Fun Radio here reporting row 10 at Pete Hunt's great-looking RV just right out here on the Home Builders Corner.